This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Is kidnapping a crime of moral turpitude? Since moral turpitude is defined as immoral activity, kidnapping would, of course, be included, right? Javier lived in the U.S. since he entered illegally from Mexico in 1989. His criminal record included two convictions for driving with a suspended license and a plea of guilty to attempted kidnapping. The Department of Homeland Security ordered him deported under regulations that provide for the immediate deportation of any person who is convicted or pleads guilty to any crime of moral turpitude. But Javier appealed, arguing although he pleaded guilty, he was just along for the ride. He didn't know the victim, and he never intended the victim be harmed. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed, ruling that not all kidnappings are, quote, morally turpitudinous. That precedent dictates that crimes of moral turpitude must involve an intent to harm. In other words, no harm, no foul. So Javier is one lucky dude when it comes to moral turpitude. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.